It is the John Chuckery Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the radio.com app. 404-741-0929 is how you conduct with me, Willie P. That's also the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. I'm on Twitter at Willie P. Style as well. I asked the question before the break, and to use the the great Jarvis Davis's phrase, I had to lean the question a little bit. I just take some of the fat off the question, and I boiled it down to this: if you had to buy stock in the Falcons at one of two different times, which would you buy? Would you buy the rest of the Matt Ryan era, or would you buy the post Matt Ryan era? And the reason I ask this is goes back to something we talked about yesterday with regards to the Falcons. We know what the goals are for each of the teams in the NFC South. We know Carolina's rebuilding. We know that New Orleans and Tampa are winning now. And while we know the Falcons' goal is to win now, they're not getting the win now love and respect from the national media or anybody connected with the National Football League who covers that sport on a daily basis. And I'm not even saying this to disparage or besmirch Matt Ryan. I think he's solely the person who drives the bus between success and failure. You don't have him, you don't have a shot, as far as I'm concerned, for the Falcons in their immediacy of this future. But the one thing that I am noticing, as we've seen the quarterback position evolve over the last couple of years, and we've seen teams kind of evolve their thinking and also try to slow play some of these big contracts that are going out to quarterbacks, you're starting to see a changing of the way that teams structure their salary cap. And I do think that there's going to be a ceiling to be had when it comes to quarterback deals, not to the point that they're just going to, you know, like a guy who would command, you know, 40, 50 million guaranteed is only going to get 5 million. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is when it comes to the percentage of the cap room that's used on the quarterback, I think you're going to find GMs that try to coax their QB into saying, hey, you know what? I know you're next. I know it's your turn to quote unquote set the market. But do you want money or do you want to win? Because if you want to win, a lot of these guys can't do it on their own. Now, there are some quarterbacks who, you know, could make chicken salad out of chicken you know what. I think one of them is the guy who won the Super Bowl this past year in Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying Matt Ryan's not that guy, but if you're looking at the one thing that people criticize the Falcons for nationally, it's giving the type of bloated contracts to Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, and again, by their output, truly 100% deserved. Not saying they're not worth the money, but when you're talking about winning, do you have more faith in the rest of the Matt Ryan era or more faith in the post-Matt Ryan era? I put it on a poll at Willie P Style. Feel free to vote on it. Send in your texts on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. And, you know, my opinion of it, I don't want to make it sound like I don't have faith in Matt Ryan. And it's not even the fact that I don't have faith in Matt Ryan. It's what's around Matt Ryan. It's like, I don't know if the defense is going to look like it did the last 8 weeks of the season this year. And because of that, I think that would lead to a changing of the guard at head coach. And then you have a team that's in the doldrums. And so this isn't necessarily a question revolving around Matt Ryan's success or failure. This is a question revolving around where Matt Ryan is in his career and where this Falcons team is currently with regards to how far away are we from success, how far away are we from making a legitimate playoff run and going back to the Super Bowl for the first time in a couple of years. I'd be more inclined to say the post-Matt Ryan era that I'd buy more stock in. Only because, and again, not a Matt Ryan knock. It's more a knock on the rest of the collective. And I do think that there is going to be a point in time where Arthur Blank looks at the books and says, guys, 7-9, 8-8 doesn't cut it. We got to make a choice, one of these two guys. And I don't know if Matt's going to be on the right side of that. And I'm not saying that I have any particular knowledge that leads to that. I'm speaking practically, because the amount of money that's spent in the National Football League by these owners, it's not spent to go 7-9 or 8-8. And, you know, we see owners and management rip up contracts all the time. Think about the deal that Jacksonville gave to Nick Foles. He was traded a year later. I hate to bring up, I hate when people use this phrase, but, you know, NFL stands for not for long. It's the most overused, stupid phrase that people always go back to, and you know, NFL is not for long. I hate saying it. It feels like acid coming out of my mouth, but that's the truth. And that's why I don't think it's such an easy answer, because I think Matt Ryan has the talent to lead this team to a Super Bowl. But I don't know if he has the talent to lead the team as currently constructed, with the management that's in place, with the builders of the team that are in place, with the current talent on the roster. Like, that's my whole spiel on why I have reservations about buying stock in the rest of the Matt Ryan era. And there's a lot of people who seem like they have that issue. As I'm seeing the poll kind of fluctuate, it's about 60-40 rest of the Matt Ryan era when it comes to people who are answering this question. Jarvis, back in the studio, I know that, and again, I'm trying to callously calculate my comments here, because I do not want to make this sound like an anti-Matt Ryan bit, and I'm not trying to turn that into an anti-Matt Ryan bit, or even an anti-Matt Falcons bit. It's just, I think when you think about the rest of the division and what's in place and where the Falcons are in the hierarchy of it, I think the hill is too steep. Am I wrong?
You know what? You kind of put this thing in perspective, right? Because when you think about the landscape, look at the landscape of this division. How much money are you willing to bet that Matt Ryan outplays Drew Brees and Tom Brady?
It's a lot.
I'm talking about for, like, those guys retire and Matt Ryan is still around. Like, how much money?
I think he'll outlast both those guys with the Falcons.
So with that being said, I will say that Matt Ryan has more years than those guys. And if we really want to be honest and have an honest conversation, those two guys – play isn't up to what we used to.
No, it's not.
Tom Brady had a
right.
down year last year. The only points the New Orleans offense was able to put up was because the gimmicky guy had to come in and move the football up and down the field.
Taysom Hill.
So I'm going to buy stock. I'm going to buy a lot of shares, saying that I would rather have the current era of Matt Ryan versus the post-Matt Ryan era, because it's so unknown.
It is.
Because, like, guys like Matt Ryan or guys like – not that I'm putting them in the same category as Tom Brady and Drew Brees, but face
but
of
he's
the
a Hall of Famer.
But, yeah, like, if you give him – I'll say this. If you give him – if he wins a Super Bowl, he's a guaranteed Hall of Famer.
Sure.
From a statistical standpoint, Matt Ryan has a really good case to get into the Hall of Fame right now. Like, if you look at his stats and the numbers and the type of numbers that he put up. So I have to buy stock in this current era because, you know, I don't think the Buccaneers are going to run away with this division. That's not my belief. Because
I don't believe they are either.
You know what I mean? Because, like, when you have the Mike Evans and the Chris Godwins of the world down in Tampa, is Tom going to be able to get the balls to those guys on the outside? He's always been successful as throwing the ball down the middle of the field because he's had Grump, he had Aaron Hernandez for a hot second. You know, that went sideways. I mean, we know what happened with that. But he's always been able to work the middle of the field. You know, he's an inside-out type of quarterback. So, and getting the ball and get rid of the football really quickly. So throwing the ball down deep to those guys, is that really a threat? That's my question. So I'm really on the board of Matt going ahead and you know, being that guy until he walks away from here versus what's afterwards.
Guy on the text line says Matt Ryan's not a Hall of Famer. Look, I'm not saying that you have no right to your opinion when it comes to Matt Ryan being a Hall of Famer. There are worse quarterbacks than Matt Ryan statistically that are in the Hall of Fame, guaranteed. So whether you think Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer or not, I always like to think about when it comes to whether a guy's a Hall of Famer or not, if I have to think about it for more than 5 seconds, he's not a Hall of Famer. I don't have to think about it very long. I believe Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer right now, if he didn't play another snap in the National Football League. One other thing that gives me pause, and this is going to play into your sensibilities, Jarvis, is I still have questions about that offensive line.
The man
got sacked 48 times this past year. He got sacked 42 times year before. The 48 times he was sacked led the league. The amount of times he was hit in 2018 also led the league. So, again, this is not about Matt. It's about how the team is built around Matt. And here's the other thing, too. Like, you could argue that the Falcons, and I don't want to say they've wasted the years of Julio Jones, but last couple of years of him, when it comes to output, 3-8-6 when it comes to touchdowns. And I understand he was selected to the Pro Bowl each of those years and had a lot of yards. You need more times in the end zone for number 11, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that has always been the kind of like the underlying.
It's a bugaboo.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely been a bugaboo. And I think it has to do with the Falcons' offense not being able to be balanced. Because if you're not able to run the football in a red zone at all, you're passing because the windows are so tight once you get down there. And when you're not able to have the threat of a run game, or the teams have been easily shutting down your run game and tearing up your offensive line, of course it's going to be hard to throw the football to your best receiver, which everybody knows that more than likely you're going to be looking for. And a lot of times he's going to draw that double coverage, and it's going to be extremely hard to do that. And when you've had offensive coordinators who are not really putting him in position to be able to score touchdowns by moving him around, putting him in motion, or handing the football off to him. Like those type of things are the type of things that Matt has been missing also. And like I said, I don't want to sound like a Matt Ryan apologist, but I think that there are reasons why Julio hasn't scored as much as he should with the talent that he has. And there are reasons why Matt hasn't been able to stay off the ground when they drop back to pass.
And a lot of those aren't his fault.
Indeed, yeah.
And that's why I clarify the statements by saying this is not an anti-Matt Ryan statement. This is, to use a Dabo Sweeney phrase, it's the rest of y'all. It's the rest of y'all bus.
The great Dabo Sweeney. All right.
Time
to go to break now.
Is it the brown liquor muser hour yet?
Not yet.
You're
going to need it right now. You just referenced Dabo Sweeney, my friend.
The fact that I referenced in a positive manner
right,
Dabo, William Christopher of Sweeney. Of all
William
people.
Christopher? Wow.
That's his given Christian name is William Christopher Sweeney.
You think
that when I found that out for the first time that he and I share a given Christian name, that I'm like, had me up at night, man.
Your name twins with Dabo
and Will Muschamp too. I have a analogy that I want to kind of combine this with and see if you maybe get it my way a little bit. And also, the five most important Falcons on defense. Not named Deion Jones or Grady Jarrett. Willie P. in for John Chuck, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.